Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Let's go ahead and turn our attention to Dallas Cowboys owner and GM. It is Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Jerry, how are we doing today?
Hey, well, we're doing fine today, and glad y'all have gone to a different location, different phone number, and we've been trying to call in for 10 or 15 minutes, but I've got a crack engineering department knows how to do this stuff.
That's what I'm talking about, Jerry. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? Next time, here's what we'll do. We'll exchange numbers. You can just call me directly next time. Sound good? I do want to let you know my co-host Kevin today. His voice is struggling just a little bit. Is there any way you want to send him some sympathy, or is it all those tough questions he's asked you? You're like, no way he can deal with it.
Well, the man up above has a way of dealing with forked tongues, cynicism. He'll just shut you down. So it's the lesson here is be positive, look for the good in life, and you'll get to talk again.
That's pretty fair. Brad Sham said something like that to me once too. So there you go.
Brad said it. We know it's right.
There you go. Jerry, the press conference from Brian Schottenheimer this week was very powerful. And I think, you know, we met him a couple years ago at training camp, and we were like, this guy's the right guy. And then as he became the head coach, we were like, we know what he's capable of. What were your thoughts on the way that he spoke to the media and to the people this week?
Well, Brian's I'm not going to say his best skill. I'm just going to say one of his distinctive skills is his people skills, and he knows how to communicate, and that's a complete must have when you're coaching. And he uses it well, and he uses it in all coaching circumstances. And in this particular case, which was not a coaching circumstance, it's just a circumstance of human need, and so it didn't surprise me at all. But I know this: it pays it's good for him to have that aspect of it. And he's very genuine, and he's genuine in all things. And he's genuine when he sits down and tells a player that he needs to be doing better or he's not going to play. Well, that's hard. That's hard conversation. So we're proud of him.
Have you kind of noticed the mood? What's been the temperature around the Star or in the walls of that building? Because I know a lot of people, they cared for him, and I know you cared for him. What's been the mood, and how has it maybe changed and looked forward since?
How did this happen? How in the world does this happen? And then, of course, those are the questions in these circumstances that are asked. He just had such a really caring atmosphere around it. There's no question that he had things that from time to time were on his mind. You look back, you look at his personality, kind of the way he handled things, and you say, well, boy, that's probably a sign that it needed some extra attention. But it's just really, I would say, and I'm not expressing that for myself, really. I'm just saying my feeling is that everybody is just a little dumbfounded, much less the saw that's involved here, for everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. I was kind of thinking about this as these guys get ready to take the field on Monday night. They're all talking to each other. They're talking to themselves. Jerry, can you kind of take it back to your playing days? If something like this had happened to you and around you, what would you say to yourself before you put that helmet on and headed out of the locker room?
Well, I think it was therapeutic. It gives you you're fortunate in that you've got that to dwell on. That's your play. I'll never forget when I was a junior, John Kennedy got killed. And we played a game on Saturday, and I think his assassination occurred there Wednesday or Thursday. But I'll never forget, you had, of course, protesters saying we shouldn't be playing the game, and but that was at Arkansas where we were playing, and different schools did it different ways. But I know just that early, which wasn't, you'd say, the same circumstances, but just that early, it really caused you to get your mind on away from the tragedy.
And also, I was kind of curious, Jerry, who do you turn to when times are tough? You work with family, you have them around all the time. Whenever things get really tough, who is it that you lean on the most?
Oh, I have the most special support group you've ever seen, and it is they're always there, and I know they're there, and so it really has helped me over the years in my down times. And the main thing is, I want to say right now, is you're not doing anything if you don't have down times, and you don't have troubling times, and you don't have times that you don't see your way out. That is a part of life. It makes the good times better, really. But it's you dealt with, and it's always made me want to, especially young people, especially kids, and whatever I could say that would tell them, it's never, never so serious, or never so non-rehabilitating, whatever the incident is, that their son's not going to come up. And so I think that being involved competitively, it's like the players were talking about, it's actually therapeutic to get out here and practice this week and actually play. I get that, because you're lucky, you can put your mind on something else.
Yeah, it's the chapel we turn to. It definitely is. Jerry, one of the people that I know you had a good relationship with was Al Davis. Do you ever miss mixing it up with him and having that relationship with him?
I do, I always have. Why I appreciated Al so much is just that. I'll never forget, we had won one football game we were catching. We were just being so criticized for having won one football game our first year with the Dallas Cowboys. And everybody was low. And Al and John Madden called me. And, of course, they were running buddies in real. Of course, John coached for Al. And but they were real tight, real friends. And they got me on the phone. And they said, we just wanted to call you and tell you, you didn't lose the team. And I won one game, but didn't lose the team. I had a ball that was signed by Herschel Walker commemorating that one win. And I was as proud of that as maybe a future Super Bowl trophy. But I laughed at Adam and I said, guys, I can't tell you what this means to me. Y'all, I know what you're doing. And I said, I'm not going home. I said, I've burned all my ships and I can't turn back. And I'm proud to be here even under these circumstances, but I love you for calling me.
You know, that is a good relationship to have, especially early on and, you know, whenever you're doing something like that. Do you have people that you've kind of – because I always looked at Al as kind of a mentor-mentee relationship with you. I don't know if you felt the same way. Do you have people that you have taken on as mentees and kind of worked with and helped develop as they've learned in this business or others?
Well, yes. Yes, I do. And I have them throughout my career, if you will, or my adult life. I was fortunate. I had parents that served that for me as well. And, for instance, my dad called me right after we'd gotten involved with the Cowboys, and they were I was coming at me in every way from Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then I had three $1 billion lawsuits filed on me right about the time that everybody was talking about how I wasn't financially worthy of being in over my head, so to speak. Plus, we weren't winning. And we had traded Herschel Walker, and they wanted to kill us for that. And the bottom line is that Dad called me, and he said, Jerry, he said, I just didn't realize what you were getting into. He said, I've never seen such publicity. I've never seen such countrywide criticism. He said, you know, son, I don't know if you can make it successful, but it's got to look like it is anyway with smoke or mirror or wire or something, because if not, you're going to be known as a loser the rest of your life. I said, boy, Dad, I said, you really know how to get me going this morning, but that gets me going. I know you're thinking about it.
Oh, that is fantastic. I with those relationships and with Al and other people you've worked with, were things always good interactions, or were there ever tense times there?
Well, I would say that usually for them to have the effect they have, they've had to sometime bust my chops.
Yeah, I bet.
And I will never forget there's a man named Bill Darby. And he had started and built National O-Line Insurance Company. And I'd borrowed a lot of money from him right as I got out of school and to get in the insurance business. And he was such a mentor for me. But I would go and visit with him about every other month and tell him where I stood relative to the financial aspect of it. And one day I went in there and he said, Jerry, said, you got a lot of talent and I think you're going to go somewhere. And I was about 22. And he said, but I'm going to tell you something. You are, you're the guy that's sitting at the end of the bar, always talking about what he's going to do, but never does anything. And he said, if you don't learn how to handle detail, I don't care how good a salesman, I don't care how charming you are, you're going to be a loser sitting at the end of the bar. Now you need to straighten up. Well, I can't tell you how much I love Mr. Darby, but that was what you call that kind of love during that time. And by the way, he was showed me grace several times because I had a long time and a hard time ever paying him back.
Man, that is a fascinating story right there. That's some tough love, too. And tough love's everywhere. You know, with the kids sometimes, I got to give them some tough love to get them motivated to go.
To me, too.
Yeah, exactly, with Kevin as well. Are you surprised, Jerry? Are you surprised that Pete Carroll hasn't had more of a successful impact on the Raiders' season so far?
I don't know that I would answer surprised. I have a lot of respect for him. Visited with him at length, candidly, at length, when I was hiring Shoddy. But I wasn't visiting with him specifically about becoming the coach of the Cowboys. I was visiting with him about Shoddy. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to give him to give me all that he could share with me about working with Shoddy, because he's actually one of Shoddy's mentors. And the point that I would make is that you, just because you have success in one area at one particular time, does not necessarily translate to immunity from getting your having some bad times again. And it's everywhere. Again, I was reading an article this morning. It was about executives that go back to the company that they started, a guy like Steve Jobs, a guy like the people in this particular case, that Bob Iger, that's running Disney. And it was talking about those guys that come back for a second run of it, don't always get it going the way it seems like they would. Well, they're dealing with different circumstances, different times, different people, different, in their case, market situations. So just because you have done it and really done it on a highly successful basis doesn't mean that when you step in that driver's seat again that you're going to do it again. Doesn't mean it at all. It's a good indication, though, that there's a spark in there that can get it done. And you don't have that if you've never done it before. So I wouldn't throw it out with the dishwater.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't find that spark on Monday. Are you excited? Are you kind of giddy right now about getting some of these players back out on the field for you Monday night?
Well, I'm excited about when I really look at the impact of six, really, players that can interject themselves into the 25, 26, 27 players that are active in a game. Because they're going in, they're at meaningful places in our defense, especially. They're at meaningful places in where we really are have had some issues. So yeah, there's no question we're going to be improved.
And also, do you think you have your best five offensive linemen in place already, or do you think that's still kind of a work in progress?
Well, I think that consistency. There are times when those same people, the best five, are outstanding together. The inconsistency, as individual as well as a group, jumps out at you. That's not uncommon. That's not uncommon. The one of the real misplaced or appreciation is that an offensive line is a team within a team. And, boy, they've got to really be on the same page. In the case of the game today, they've got to really be on the same page with the quarterback as you're identifying what you're going to do before a ball is snapped. All of those things are there. You can have some guys playing some great snaps, and all of them have. But you can have them making mistakes at the wrong time, and that's as big a part of your ultimate success. That's what loses the ball games if you have mentals at the wrong time.
Jerry, before we let you go, I don't know if you've been paying attention. The Mavs and Stars have some stuff going on with their arena situations. Have you had any conversations or discussions about maybe moving the Stars, having them have some land out there near the Star in the Frisco area and building an arena there?
No, we have not. We have not at all. And I know, of course, all of the entities that are involved there and can easily see what you have to really be coordinated for two sports teams to share a common arena and or a common stadium. And it takes an extra team player to be a part of that. We have two situations in the NFL where Rams and Chargers share a stadium, and then we have the Jets and Giants. And those guys really have to work in sync. It's a little bit like that offensive line I was just talking about.
Well,
it's
yeah,
a team within a team. And so it doesn't surprise me that you could have some issues, especially under the dynamics of where you might be thinking about a new stadium. That's bound to create some angst that has to be worked through.
Frisco definitely is a good place, though. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. Jerry, we really appreciate your time every week. Really look forward to talking with you, and thank you for fighting through some of the issues we've had. We really appreciate that. We'll get that all squared away for you. Look forward to getting this thing going on Monday night.
Since I don't operate with mistakes or glitches, then it's a little hard for me to get on this show with you and this ineptness, but I'm going to live with it.
I appreciate that, Jerry. Have an excellent weekend.
Bye.
There he goes, Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys owner and GM right there, in a little bit of a uniquely different interview than typical, but hey, man, this Monday night game, a lot of fun, very excited about it, and this could be a good step for a lot of different people, I think, in a lot of different ways.
But the stars are not moving to the star or outside of the star.
Not that we know of yet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
How you doing, man? How'd the bye week treat you?
Yeah, it was, as you know, we had some, some real challenges and things that put everything into perspective. And certainly, I'm sure our team will be resilient. And I think our head coach said it best. We're not ever going to move on from that, but we'll move forward.
Yeah, that was a terrific line, and you got to love how Shoddy has, you know, the ability to put his arms around a situation and provide some comfort or wisdom, or how would you describe it?
I think it's right. I just think it comes back to his authenticity. He's got a big heart. Everything about him is real. I know the team feels that way about him. I know his staff does. I know certainly ownership and management feel the same way. And I think he's just done an outstanding job of working with our team and working through his staff. You know, as we said, going through a really difficult situation that certainly puts everything in perspective.
Steven, speaking of difficult, you're going to bring back several players this week on your defensive side of the ball. And I just wondered about how that will work with some of the roster moves that you have to make. And I know we saw Solomon Thomas appear on the injury report yesterday, and calves could be a tricky thing. Are we looking at some IR stints here with some guys? How are you guys going to try and get some of these guys onto the roster this week?
Well, the guys are, you know, obviously Revel and Overshown are on now.
Sure.
So we really got one move to make with Hooker. And
yeah.
We'll work through what that'll be, and, you know, we'll make that move Monday.
Are we finally ready to see this damn good defense come together?
I'm ready. I'd love to love to see how these guys are going to play together, and you know, certainly you know, when you're talking about the caliber of some of these guys, they certainly you would hope to think that you know, that we're going to be better. And obviously we hadn't played this year. It is what it is, and we know what it's been, but obviously the goal is to continue to work hard every week, and certainly, you know, adding, you know, the four or five players we're adding back into the mix. You know, we hope that's going to make a big difference, and obviously there's some really good football players in that mix.
Yeah, you know, I think it actually gets to six or maybe even seven if you count Carson coming back there right before the bye. What was the after-action report on Kalen? It just looks so much more solid than his first year for us.
Yeah, he just, I think he's got a lot more confidence. I think he's, you know, really for the first time since the beginning of last year, I think he really feels good physically. And, you know, his body language is great out there. He's practicing hard. He not only, you know, his defensive snaps were good, but, you know, he played really good on special teams as well. So, you know, it's, you know, you're a lot different player when you're healthy and you can play fast.
Steven, the coaching staff has talked about competition at the right tackle spot, and you've come on and talked to us about continuity. Is this difficult for you personally, too, or you like, listen, coaches want to have a competition out there and we'll do it?
Yeah, I think, you know, each coach has his own way about how he brings out the best in his players, and I'm certainly supportive. I do think at the end of the day, competition is good for everybody, and certainly, you know, some competitions are more visual to media, to the public than others, but, you know, in my mind, you know, our guys are competing every day. All 53, and as I used to say as well, you're not only competing against the guys that are on the roster, but maybe guys that may be on another roster, and so and let go. But you know, at the end of the day, you just want everybody to go out there, practice their ass off, and get better.
Steven, with your offensive line is, you know, in the Arizona game, you had some pressures. You've kind of had some pressures throughout, though. Just kind of talk about, though, is it been a little bit because the offensive line just, it was together, and then their injuries. Is it been a little bit of that in how some of the play has been the last couple of weeks?
I just think it's, you know, at the end of the day, it's a little bit of everything. And that's why you got to go back to work each week. I mean, and Coach Schottenheimer and Clayton and Connor would tell you, you know, that they've got to do a better job. I think the offensive line guys will tell you the players have to do it. You know, our players will tell you they have to be better. Dak will tell you he has to be better. Certainly, we hadn't played our best ball the last couple of games, and you know, we look forward to Monday and getting a chance to get things back on track and being the type of offense we know we can be.
You know, we were kind of looking at maybe having to go 6-2 to bring this thing into realistic shot of making the playoffs, and it's obviously week to week, and you got to control what you can control. But do you think that'd be a realistic goal for the final eight games?
Yeah, like I said, we look at it week to week, and we know everybody's you know, pretty aware of what you know, what usually takes to get in the playoffs. But the only way you're going to go on a run, which we need to do because we are in a hole, and we do need to get on a run. But the only way to do that is take each game week to week.
Steven, you know, the addition, though, of Quinn and Williams, I mean, you talked about earlier about how you need to help your run defense. How do you see the Quinn and Williams trade working out for you guys, and how and what he brings for you guys defensively?
Well, when you add one of the dominant tackles, which is, you know, we've been really, you know, making a conscientious effort by bringing Kenny Clark in here and now Quinnen, and, you know, getting Osa taken care of in the offseason. I think it starts with the big guys in the middle. And now we've got to go out and execute and have those guys work together. And but whenever you add a guy of Quinnen's stature, which is, an all-pro type football defensive player that's you know, can be dominant against the run and getting pressure in the passing game, you know, you got to believe you're going to get better. And certainly that's why we made the trade. Everybody was totally on board with making the trade. Obviously it came at a price, but we think that Quinnen's not only going to be a big time help to our defense this year, but for years to come.
How late in the day did that one come together? Was that a Tuesday morning? Are we going to do this or not? Or did you have your idea set that you were going to do that eventually?
Well, they had always known, you know, going back to our previous trade with Micah, that we had interest in Quinnen. And so they knew we were aware, and you know, but usually those things don't come together. I mean, the finality of it comes together quickly, but usually it's because you've been visiting and throwing things around for days.
What can you tell us about the reported poison pill clause that was there in that trade with Micah? Was it true that if they would have flipped him to Philadelphia, they would have owed you another one?
Well, we want to talk about our future, and certainly Quinnen Williams, and don't want to get into things we've done in terms of our business in the past.
How much do you see all three of those big guys being on the field together at the same time?
I think you're going to see it quite a bit. You know, as you saw in the last game, we thought we played better defensively and made improvements. And, you know, we ran a lot of five-man fronts. And certainly when you look at a five-man front that's got those three guys in the middle there, you got a chance to do some exciting things. And, you know, we've got some good young end coming along fast in 41, Easy or Dono. Don't ever try to say his name. But but at the end of the day, he's coming along, and we got, you know, a lot of other guys there that can help with the pressure. So I do think you're going to see all three of these guys on the field quite a bit.
You know, Steven, with Revell, you know, coming back to the, you know, and you mentioned being on the roster and stuff and practicing and all that, I thought he was one of the best corners in the draft when I watched him play. And that's with, you know, with the injury and stuff. You know, how do you feel about him, the rehab, all that stuff? And I know there's going to be some things of him having to work back in, but just your thoughts from a scouting perspective of him when you selected him.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously agree with you. We thought he was one of the better corners in the draft. I think he may have been had some of the best skills of anybody, and but certainly didn't play at a, you know, Power Five type conference or that type of thing. But, you know, the biggest thing is he hadn't played football in almost a year, and he's just been really diligent in his rehab process. Britt Brown would tell you he's one of the best he's had, being a young guy. And I know he's excited, but I'm, you know, he hadn't gotten to, you know, play any football other than the practices we've had over the last 3 weeks. So, you know, right now it looks like he's going to get his feet wet and should be active, and we'll bring him along and fired up about what his future looks like.
Then just league-wide, I was curious with the NBA and MLB stories from the last couple of weeks. To what extent is the NFL concerned with the sports betting scandals popping up in other sports? How much is this on your radar?
Well, I think anything to do with our sport and anything that could, you know, hurt its credibility, we're always on top of that. You know, not just because you read a story in another sport, but it certainly brings it to your attention. You know, when they have those type of issues, but I think we do a great job, you know, at the league level, and certainly then you know, we have our policies that then work their way down to the club levels. And, you know, we feel like we're on top of it. But I don't think you can ever be aware enough to know that you got to keep your eye on things that can be very disruptive to the league and to the teams.
Yeah, you can't control everybody. It's just so many people, and humans have a history of doing funny things when more money's involved, don't they?
Well, that does happen. I mean, I think you said it best, and you just have to be aware, and you have to constantly educate players, coaching staffs in general about what policies are and, you know, how you need to handle yourself on a day-to-day basis.
Well, congrats to everybody in the organization for how y'all handled yourselves over the last couple of weeks. I know it's been tough, so best of luck moving forward. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great weekend.
Salute. You too. There he goes. Stephen Jones with you every Friday at 3 o'clock here to the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's up, Tolo? Sean Sharif here. I knew we had Brian Schottenheimer scheduled, and I couldn't stand being humiliated in front of Coach with Bobby's football intelligence again. So I'm taking paternity leave today for another individual in the office while they have the Choppy and Bobby Firehouse Tour 2025. Take it away, fellas, from Plano Fire Station number 5 at 5115 West Park Boulevard.
All right, Sean, thanks very much. And you've said it. We are at Fire Station number 5. In Plano, Corey Majors of the KNC Masterpiece has joined us out here.
Yes,
guys,
he has.
It's all sorts of cross promotion going on today.
There is.
We got the amazing Whataburger on site with us today, right around the corner here. I don't know if y'all have seen right around the corner.
We got the biggest cross promotion right here.
It is Bob McKay.
Bob McKay.
We got Wild Fork right around the corner over here,
baby.
Next to where my daughter does therapy. I'm heading out to Bedford to Taco Bueno here in a little bit. This is a big day for the fam.
Luke is here. He said he was Tolo going.
Look at that. Tolo, baby.
We've got Luke, Kerry, and Brooks. Little Brooks here. And UT gear. Apparently, he's an LSU fan, but he's just supporting UT this week with the Georgia game. But
it's a big game, man. Dude, we got three big games this weekend that I think are going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, you know, it's a great area. I didn't know you lived up there. It's a great area.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it out here. One of my favorite courses.
Yes. Yeah, we got some great courses out here.
I would like to apologize to everybody in the fan camp. Apparently, I've been giving out crotch shots all morning.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. I do that a lot too because you just stand up.
No, he's been pulling it down.
Yeah.
He's been tilting it down.
And that seems intentional.
Yeah, leaving it on there for a good five, six seconds at a time.
All the knuckle beats. Yeah.
Six, seven.
That I could get my hands on or that Bobby get his hands on, whatever you want to call it that. But
I don't want my hands on it.
Where are y'all today? You said you're...
We are at Bedford. We are at 1528 Brown Trail, I believe, and in Bedford at Taco Bueno today.
I know, well.
And we do have Jerry Jones coming up at 10:30 today, so we'll chat with him. And then it's just going to... I think we have Brian Ray also from Victory Plus join us, talk Stars, and then Kyle Young.
What a heater they're on, man.
Yeah, man, it's nice to see that they're back doing their thing right now. And the great Nick Harris is finally pulling up, man. I say finally. I just got here. I don't know.
It's an 11 of 12.
You did as well. Nick,
7-0 win over Montreal.
Yeah, 7-0's amazing.
It's big.
Especially against a team that's like right where you are. You know, that says something. So I'm really interested to talk to Brian Ray today.
All right.
Nick gets a big pass too because I believe it was like an hour drive out here.
Yeah,
and then you were working till what time last night?
Got out early last night working a high school game. One of the offenses ran a wing tee, thank God, so I got out of there at 9:05. Yeah, it was fantastic.
Hang on, but now Plano ran a wing tee
in 5A. Can you believe that? Actually, shout out to North Mesquite though because they made the playoffs for the first time in 10 years. They're like, you know what? We're just going to abandon our entire identity, go wing tee, and they made the playoffs doing it. So shout out to them. But then they got ethered last night by Lone Star. Yeah,
it happens.
It does.
Wing tee.
Yeah.
Yeah, when
2025.
When you have a strong defense sometimes, and then you have just a couple of athletes, you're just like, I got to figure out where to put them to get a couple yards at a time.
Wow.
We saw Bertner do that for a long time as well. They ran that for years, so that was awesome.
Let's with you mentioning Frisco Lone Star, let's talk about a Frisco alum and what he had to say about the Dallas Cowboys this week. RJ Choppy,
who's
that? Ashton Genty. He's a Frisco. He grew up in Frisco.
He was Lone Star.
So Lone Star, the school that whooped up on the wing tee last night. Ashton Genty this week. He's drawing the ire a little bit. That's my definition of it. Not Nick Harris. Nick Harris does not endorse the whooped up on language that I just used. This is Ashton Genty, who was talking to media this week and drew a little bit of controversy I saw on social media where there are some people going like, that's the way football players talk. And then there were others who were saying, ooh, is he taking shots at the Cowboys defense? This is Ashton Genty this week talking about the Cowboys.
No, we have a whole week ahead, but Monday night football match against the Dallas Cowboys, what stands out to you about their defense?
They got some great players. They just added another Quinn Williams, you know, in the interior. So I'm sure that'll level up, their front. But just a good all around team. But there's definitely places where we can attack them and make great plays.
You mentioned Quinn Williams. What do you think he adds to that group up front in terms of what they can do?
Just another guy in the interior to be disruptive. I mean, he's a game wrecker, so we got to be ready for him.
does that, I mean, you know, they add him, they add Logan Wilson. There could be a handful of new starters for them on defense coming out of the bye. Does that make, you know, the prep for them a little different than most weeks, especially this late in the game in the season?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say really much different. We just prepping kind of for whoever's going to be out there. And obviously, they've made some changes, so we'll just prepare for that.
So the big aspect there, or the part there that stuck in the craw of some Cowboys fans a little bit on social media, was the idea of there's definitely some spots that you can attack and make some great plays. And there, some people are saying that's just the way you talk about things. Oh, we've got opportunities. We see it. Then there's others who are saying that, no, the way you talk about a defense is like, man, it's going to be a challenge for us. You don't just say, well, yeah, it's very vulnerable, and we can definitely attack some of the stuff if we want. So I want to go around and get a verdict here. We'll start with you, Nick. Ashton Jeanty, rookie misstep here, or is that just you're talking about the game?
I've heard that same interview every single week. That's Ashton Jeanty on his strong PR wave. No, that's no misstep. It's just football talk.
Corey?
Sorry, I was talking to the great Chris Navarre here. I hope I didn't give anything away for him. You know,
a man wearing pink pants doesn't have to be anywhere on time. Okay, he can show up when he wants.
I don't think it's a misstep. I think it's just being honest about what the Cowboys' defense is in front of him. And I think that if he exposes it, then he looks better. He looks right. So I think he's just fine talking the way he's talking right now. Now this is the NFL, and it does give guys a little bit of extra oomph to hit him a little harder, swipe a little harder, but I think this is the right thing to do, honestly.
Chop,
I'll tell you this: when I first heard that, I was like, wait a second, I've heard Ashton talk, and I thought the first guy, I was expecting the first guy to be Ashton, but I was like, there's no way he sounds like that. His voice didn't change that much
in
the 6 months since he got drafted.
No,
but no,
that's 2025.
You can't say anything. You can't say anything anymore. You have to give the sports answer.
What? That's so boring.
I agree.
That's now, so boring.
Now, look, if Ashton Jeanty has been in the NFL for 5 years, I don't think he says there's some areas that we can definitely attack and make some great plays. I think most veterans typically will just go, it's going to be tough. It's going to be a challenge. We're going to try our best. You know, like that's typically. I think it's the same sort of answer. He just doesn't have the savvy yet to go, like, literally don't give anybody anything. Don't make anybody think that they're special or anything else. Don't like, give them as neutral an answer as they can. It's the Dak Prescott school of answers. But overall, I don't think there's an issue here. I'm curious, Ashton Jeanty has not had a great start to his career. He's got the 100-yard rushing game that he had against Chicago. Nick, you study the draft just like I do. I was such a big fan of Ashton Jeanty. I think he was my second overall player that I watched, and I was all about, as much as Choppy would have hated it if they were staring at that pick and Ashton Jeanty slid down to him, I was all about, yeah, go get Ashton Jeanty. Yeah. To me, that's too talented a player. What were your thoughts on Jeanty coming out, the type of player that he was and the type of player that you think he still could be? Because obviously there have been struggles for him with the Raiders so far.
Yeah, physical. That was the big thing that jumped off film from him, and that goes all the way back to his days at Lone Star. But physical, pass protection, receiving ability, contact balance. I mean, he had all of the little check marks that you look for in a college prospect running back, and it made sense why he was a top 10 overall pick. I mean, you draw it back to Ezekiel Elliott when he was fourth overall, Bijan Robinson when he went top 10 a few years ago, and all those guys, they have similar traits in the physicality, in the contact balance, the receiving ability, pass protection. You can throw all of it in there. You have to have the whole package if you're going to be a running back picked that high, and Ashton Jeanty did have that package in my eyes.
Now, I had said something to Chop earlier this week. I said it to Choppy and Sean, so I want to get y'all's opinion on this, Corey and Nick. To me, this is... Right now, if they were to lose this game against the Raiders, this is the worst loss of the season.
Easily.
Now, there's obviously a whole other context of you know, what this team is dealing with in terms of emotionally and preparing for a game right now that you factor into that. But if you're just talking about who is the worst football team they've gone up against this year, this would be similar to losing to the Jets to me. That this is a Raiders team that is not very good. They have not found their stability yet, their footing. The Geno Smith experiment has not worked out the way that Pete Carroll would have hoped it would have. But just on a cold read of what these football teams are right now, this to me is the biggest game of the year so far that's like, you have to win that, or there are serious problems with the way your team's constructed.
I mean, with the way that this schedule is lined up, you need to go 7-1, 6-2 down the stretch to even have a shot at getting into the postseason. So, you know, you have to win these games like this one against the Raiders, against a 2-win team, and if you don't, it's only going to make this even more difficult down the stretch.
How many more ties can we have along the way, though? Have we figured that out? Like, what will get us the maximum position with ties? Because I love them. They're just kind of fun. They don't happen enough. And that's, I think that's the thing about this too, is with Genty, he's on a bad football team. He's got to have some help. You know, you have to have the blocking up in front of you too.
You 100% do, but
there are also times whenever I've seen him in the flats and just he doesn't make the catch that I'm like, oh, but you got to have the help too. That was a bad team.
It is, and the blocking hasn't been there for him yet. But that is one of the wild things. I know you would have seen it. One of the wild things, when you watched him at Boise State
against a bunch of college players, not NFL players, 100%.
But no, what I am saying is that like
he broke them mid-major college.
I don't care if you're given a free run, which a lot of times. Yeah. Those defenders had. That was a bad offensive line at Boise. That's what was so impressive to me about watching him at Boise State. Is like, oh, this is not a dude who just has it blocked up for him. He's literally just bullying people.
Yeah, people just fell off. He was like a duck. You know, it just water would roll off of him. Defenders would too. But that's the other thing too, though. The Cowboys haven't earned the right this year, in my opinion, to be like they should beat this team. They're not. Right. Even with Vegas, they have not earned that from me this year because they haven't proven. Good or bad, where they stand on against opponents.
Well, in terms of Ashley, like, that was my like. There's a time and a place to draft a running back in the top 10. When you're the Raiders, that's not the time.
No.
Like that's a finishing. That's a finishing piece that you would take if you're Kansas City, Buffalo, Philadelphia. You know, like those teams that have been around and are just trying to get over the hump. That's not the Cowboys. Even in 2016. Fine, right? You were close. You got up there. You were close. Fine. I would have done Ramsey, but the Raiders should not have taken him. And that's not the time or place.
No, they shouldn't have. And I think it's Dallas is really fortunate to have hit on Javonte Williams the way they have.
Heck yeah.
Because honestly, like when you watch Javonte Williams this year and some of the stuff we've seen that we've been impressed with, that's some of the stuff you saw from Genty in terms of play style while he was at Boise State in terms of just being a guy who can get through traffic, can bounce off of defenders, can keep his balance. But like you said, the contact balance with him was that was the big thing that when you watch that, you're like, that's elite. That's
lateral special that you too.
Yeah, the like especially just the ability to get through these tight spaces and just not be disrupted from what he was trying to do in terms of, you know, running forward and keeping his balance and able to continue like full sprint without getting knocked out of that. Because you'll talk to NFL coaches all the time, and they will tell you about how important it is to just knock somebody off their timing, specifically with routes, usually pass, you know, routes in the passing game, but knock somebody off their timing, slow things down. If you can throw a hitch into the timing of what teams want to do, that's one of the best ways to disrupt teams, you know, disrupt offenses. And Ashton Genty was just never bugged by that. But that is one of the things that they've gotten the benefit of with Javonte Williams this year is he's been that guy for them at the NFL level.
Could you imagine if Javonte Williams did not work out, how bad this running game would be?
Yeah,
yes.
It would be awful. It would be awful. Javonte Williams is, you know, you look at, there's so many reasons you could point to as why this offense has worked. Mm-hmm. I guess through the first six games, I know these last two have been different. Mm-hmm. Or the first seven games, these last two have been different for the first team offense. All right. but Javonte Williams, in my eyes, is the biggest credit for that. I mean, yep. Dak Prescott's played well. Don't get me wrong. George Pickens has been a phenomenal addition to this offense. But Javonte Williams and the synergy that he's allowed this offense to get into, it's invaluable at this point. And it should earn him a contract this offseason.
All offseason during camp and everything we kept hearing about Miles Sanders, and I was like, y'all, Javonte, just I had this one phrase that I kept dropping is, if he can make one cut, we're gonna be fine. Because I watched him enough in Denver, and I knew pre-injury and post-injury, I was like, all right, I know what he is. In Denver last year, he was like, he wasn't making cuts. That line wasn't letting him get through either. I said, if he can make one cut, then he was like, screw cuts, I'm trucking people.
And I was like he said,
okay, all right, then I'll take the trucks then. And he's that, the physicality is something that really popped more for me this year. But with Denver, he still had it. He was just hitting the pile and didn't have the strength to follow.
Well,
now he does.
And he's got a little bit more juice. And he talked about it. He said that, I finally feel healthy. It was like a two-year recovery, essentially, for him that he felt like. And that's something that you hear players say that coming off of injuries a lot, and you're like, all right, like how much is that legitimate? And for Javonte Williams, it has proved to be that was legitimate. He's gotten back to being that guy.
Sean and RJ here at Firehouse Number 5 in Plano. Nick Harris here till 10 o'clock. Corey Majors is joining us till 10 o'clock. He's going to skip the first hour.
I got to leave in like 30 minutes.
30 minutes? All
15
right.
Minutes. 15 minutes.
30 minutes of Corey Majors. Heck, yes. Sean and RJ, Firehouse Tour rolls on with half of the KNC Masterpiece with Nick Harris next on 105 through the Fan. Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Fire Station Number 5 in Plano here until 10 a.m. Got the mug still to give away, Whataburger, and everything. But a little audible. Usually it's 8:20 on Fridays. Today it's 7:20. And we have the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Brian Schottenheimer, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys. Good morning, Coach. How we doing?
Good morning, guys. I need some of that Black Rock coffee this morning. I mean, you guys make me get up a little earlier than I like to on this day. But great to visit with you guys. And not surprised that Sean's not there today.
I'm sure he's tired
somewhere.
Yeah, that's become just the norm for him. I think he's worried about having his football intelligence exposed, Coach. And it happens. Now, you know, it's been... Coach, wanted to lead off with this. It's been obviously a very difficult week for the team and Cowboys fans with the passing of Marshawn Nyland. I know you've spoken plenty about Marshawn this week, including, you know, you guys don't move on, you move forward. So I'd just love to hear some of your memories of Marshawn and how you guys are moving forward this week.
Yeah, well, again, you know, it is kind of the main thing I'm living by right now and that our team is living by, right? We want to always remember and always honor Marshawn. He was an incredible young man. He had the most playful spirit, just fun, jovial. He loved everything in life, in football, loved his teammates. And, you know, just his smile was so contagious. He really could light up a room when he walked in there. And, you know, we've had a chance to share a lot of stories over the past couple of days. We've had a chance to laugh. We've had a chance to cry. But yesterday was a really, really good day for us in terms of the energy felt normal. The practice had good energy. And our guys are ready to get out there and play football. And, you know, let's be honest, guys. I mean, you know, tragedy strikes and it's awful. And, you know, man, we miss Marshawn terribly. But, you know, football and what we do is a great distraction. And I felt that yesterday from our guys. And the best way to honor Marshawn is to go out there, play hard, play well, and find a way to beat the Raiders.
Coach, it's not an easy transition to anything else. But you do have some guys coming back this week, Overshown, Revel returning. What can we expect to see from them? Will they be on pitch counts? Do you think they hit the ground running?
Yeah, each guy will be different. Each situation's different, guys. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, Demo is a guy that's, you know, played a lot of football, so you might see him do a little bit more than a guy like Vaughn, who's, you know, kind of just getting his feet wet. But I tell you what, guys, it's been great watching those two guys run around. And, you know, we started the practice window for Malik Hooker, who, you know, is just a huge part of what we're trying to do on defense. So hopefully he continues to have a really good week. And I would say he's trending to play. And then, of course, there's a couple new guys that we were excited to see that we haven't really seen in Cowboy jerseys. And, of course, that's, you know, Quinnen, who, you know, just is an incredible young man. I just, you know, I love his spirit. And then Logan Wilson, who just, you know, his football intellect, football IQ has been great. It's been fun to watch him and K-9 compete. And, you know, really that's what we're trying to do, guys. We're trying to, you know, get these guys back out on the practice field. And, again, the mantra of compete every day doesn't change. And, again, I'll say this because I do tie things, and I'm very comfortable tying things back to Marshawn. The one thing that, you know, I want people to know about Marshawn is he truly did believe in competing every day, trying to be the best version of yourself every day. And we've got a team full of players that believe that too.
Coach, I remember talking to some folks with the organization last year, and they were talking about the way that DeMarvian Overshown really attacked his rehab, and that they were like, man, a danger that can occur in those instances is you end up feeling kind of isolated from the team, and you can end up kind of hanging your head a little bit. And they said DeMarvian, you know, last year coming back from the first knee injury, was the opposite of that. He said, no, we're going to attack this. This is like our position group, and was really optimistic. And I know we've seen that carry over to this rehab as well. In your experience with players, how crucial is that optimism and that attitude and the way you hold your head up through rehab in terms of having a successful rehab and coming back from that?
Yeah, I think it's everything. I think there's everything in life starts with a mindset. And his mindset was, okay, I can hang my head and feel sorry for myself and, man, not me again and all that stuff. He has never done that from one moment. His drive, his intensity, his work ethic to get back has just been truly unmatched. I mean, I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, you know, I remember hearing him say, hey, I want to be back by Thanksgiving. And, of course, I wasn't doubting Demo. I never would, because I know his character and his spirit. But I was like, man, that seems like that's going to be here soon. And you know, here he is, you know, more than likely beating that marker. And, again, but, like, it's so important, you know, with just kind of the way you think and the way you talk to yourself, you know. And I think his self-talk has to be incredible because he's never allowed himself to go down into the rabbit hole of why me, woe is me, I can't believe I have to do this again. If anything, he's the other way. He's like, heck yeah, man, this is a chance for me to prove everybody wrong, and I'm going to beat that marker of whatever time they think I can get back by. And, man, what don't you love about that?
Brian Schottenheimer, join us here at 105 through the Fan. All right, so it's your first bye week as a head coach. How much of a reset or an inventory, you know, do you take about where things are as a team at the bye week, or do you not try to change too much up?
No, you look at everything. I mean, we really did. You know, what I love about it is that the week slows down and you're able to dive into the video. You know, so there's stats galore. I mean, you guys, I've been impressed because you guys have about as many stats as we do. I'm going to have to talk to our analytics people because there's no reason we shouldn't have way cooler stats than you guys. you know, what I love is the stats are a starting point, but you got to turn on the video. And, you know, I think going through the video on really all three phases, offense, defense, special teams, it pointed out just very clearly the things that we're good at, the things that we need to improve, and then quite frankly, you know, the things that we're not very good at. So it doesn't mean that you don't try to fix some of the problems. You do, of course, and I'm certainly not going to share with you guys those specifics. I'm sure Pete Carroll is up at 5:30 this morning listening to your show without Sean. In reality, there's a number of things that we just really felt, wow, okay, all right, we are not very good at that. So how do we either make it better? And if you don't feel like you can make it better, which there are some cases of that, then you get rid of it.
You know, we didn't tell you, Sean's actually in Vegas. He's with Pete this morning.
Not surprised at all. This guy, I tell you what, from the time he got my reservation screwed up at the restaurant in New York, I mean, I've known he's not a fan of mine. It's messed up.
All right, so you mentioned Pete. Obviously, y'all have a history together. And obviously, this team's not doing what Seattle did in terms of, like, their success yet. But how much of what they're trying to do in Vegas have you seen on film is similar to what they were trying to do in Seattle?
Well, it's a really good question, and again, I'll start offensively. Yeah, of course, very good question. But it's, you know, on offense, like the Ashton Gentry, you know, draft pick just tells you a lot of what you need to know, right? Pete's used to having big backs, physicals. You go to Marshawn Lynch, people like that you know, you can turn around, hand the ball to off 30 times, things like that. He wants to do that. He went out and got a quarterback that he knows and trusts in Geno Smith, who truly between us is, I mean, I've been around some incredible quarterbacks. There's not many that throw a more beautiful pass than Geno Smith, and he's one of my favorite people in the world. And, you know, you see them trying to, you know, utilize their matchups. And, you know, I mean, Bowers is a really good player. Tucker's a really good receiver. So you see that. The biggest thing that I see, and they're playing a lot better now, is the interesting thing for me is just the hybrid defense that I'll refer to, because, you know, you see some of Pete's influence in the defense, but you see a lot of Patrick Graham's influence in the defense. And so I think, again, you know, right now they're not winning a lot of games, but they're playing well, and you can see where Pete's taking this thing. And, again, it does take time, but that's probably the biggest thing for me is just you know, I'm used to seeing Pete, you know, and his spot drop cover three. They were the best in the world at it, man. And They still do that. You know, like I said, there's still his influence, but I think it's definitely a hybrid with him and Patrick and the defensive staff.
Brian Schottenheimer joining us here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Have you found throughout your time in the league that the former assistant, do they have the advantage in situations over the other head coach, or is the more unknown, or are the secrets all out there?
No, I really don't. I think at the end of the day, this game's going to come down to, like most, execution. You know, when we execute guys and we play with good fundamentals and we communicate, you know, we're really good. And then, you know, when we don't and we're sloppy or we shoot ourselves in the foot, you know, you end up not playing well. And when you don't play well, it's going to be hard to win in such a competitive league. But I don't think the advantage, you know, falls either way. You know, when you know each other, you have to almost be a little bit cautious about that. You don't overthink. Well, oh, I know what he's thinking here. Oh, I know what he's thinking there. Because at the end of the day, we're not the ones out there playing. And it comes down to the players and playing with the right play style, playing, you know, with great effort. And then just, you know, the physicality of the game is really what drives winning and losing.
Coach, you mentioned physicality of the game. That was something that appeared very apparent on Ashton Gentry's tape when he was coming out of Boise State. He's obviously there with the Raiders now. You mentioned him a little bit there. What were your impressions of Ashton Gentry when you got a chance to look at him during the pre-draft process and how he's playing to this point?
Yeah, again, I will say this. I love the young man. I know he's a local kid. And, again, I loved our time when he came in here for an interview. And just I believe in you know, his makeup is going to turn him into an incredible pro. His talent jumps off the film. Everybody's seen it from his time at Boise, and his explosiveness, his ability to change direction, his pad level that he plays with. And, you know, quite honestly, I mean, you know, he's doing okay. You know, there's been some tough looks to run into, and that's part of, you know, playing running back in the National Football League. But I do think the sky's the limit for this young man. And, again, he's a guy that I won't be cheering for this weekend, but every other week I will be.
What did you make of his – they called it the Michael Myers stance, where he was standing, like, straight up in the backfield, not in a crouch. I don't know if you noticed that or you heard about that. What did you make of all that?
It worked for him. It's definitely something I haven't seen. I know exactly what you're talking about. But it's a little bit like a quarterback's throwing motion, man. Like, if – when Phillip Rivers threw the ball as uniquely as he did as the quarterback coach of the Chargers, I wasn't about to change a guy's throwing motion that threw for 30,000 yards or whatever he did in college and high school, whatever that was. But the same type of thing, man. It was unique and different, but it certainly did not stop his effectiveness.
Coach, you know, we were on the DallasCowboys.com website. We had a chance to talk to Leighton Vander Esch 2 weeks ago, and he had done a sit-down with us and talked about the acquisition of Logan Wilson and DeMarvin Overshown coming back. And he kept underlining that, man, the way Logan Wilson is a football IQ, and the way, you know, Demo is a football IQ, like, you have no idea how big a boost that is to a defense when you get that at linebacker. You get to insert that right away at linebacker. How much can you rely on those guys to kind of be key cogs in your communication when Logan Wilson is just getting here to the organization and DeMarvin Overshown is just coming back to the football field?
Well, I think, you know, Leighton's a guy that clearly understands how difficult it is to play linebacker, and he understands even more so how difficult it is to play linebacker in this era of football with cut splits, motion shifts, cross the ball, jet actions, and things like that. You know, but again, in reality, both those guys do have incredible instincts, but it is unique for Demo because, again, let's be honest, he hasn't been practicing for a while. And so it's getting his eyes working correctly again. It's getting him to fit the right gaps. And the incredible thing about Demo is sometimes if he's a little slow to go or if he starts into the wrong gap, his athleticism and play style makes up for it, man. He still finds his way to the ball. And then, of course, you know, we're still learning Logan, but again, football instincts and ability to communicate definitely jump off the film. And in my one exposure to him yesterday at practice, you can definitely see a guy that's quick to dissect things, and that definitely helps.
Do you have a restaurant picked out in Vegas? Do you have a go-to?
No. Sean and I are going to talk after we get done with this show, and we're going to meet up since he and Peter are going to go someplace really nice.
On them, of course. On
that, yeah, on Pete,
well,
absolutely.
On Sean. Let's be honest, it's definitely on Sean.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks, Coach. We really appreciate it. Good luck.
All right, guys. Yeah, great talk to you guys.
Brian Schottenheimer, brought to you by the Black Rifle Coffee Company, the official coffee of the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Greystone Roofing and Construction. Go to greystoneroofing.com. Here's Krusty.
Number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you to my roofers, too. Appreciate you guys as well. All right, I have a real quick question for you.
Fire away.
I saw this just on Twitter X just a second ago, so I thought I'd ask you real quick, see if you guys give me a good answer. Lucius, you in on this one maybe, if I can?
Hell yeah.
All right, here we go. Okay, I'm going to give you money.
Bet.
I'm going to give you money.
Okay, I'm definitely in.
Boy, yes.
But you never get to watch this sport again.
Mm.
Okay, I'm going to give you money. I'm going to give you $5 million.
Done.
But you never watch the NFL again.
For $5 million, Broadus, I will turn in my football guy card. I still get college football, right?
I'm giving you $5 million not to watch the NFL anymore.
This is tax-free?
Sure, Dawson.
Okay. Direct deposit.
I was sure, trying to do the math. Yeah, sure,
you
yeah.
got all my info. You just yeah, kind of yeah. wire transfer.
Well, at $5 million, you can set it up on passive income and get like $250K a year just off like 4 or 5% interest, right?
Sure.
Can I still read about it? Can I read some box scores?
The question is, which sport would you give up forever if you got paid to never watch it again?
Well, football would not be my first choice to give up.
Okay,
but that's obviously the hardest one.
Sounds like I can still listen to Sham and Babe, though.
Oh yeah, yeah, my ears.
Oh wait. If you got paid to never watch it again,
it's just a watching deal, so we can just soak in some radio play-by-play.
That's a no-brainer if I can listen.
It is a no-brainer if you can listen. I think it's a no-brainer either way. For $5 million.
Yep, $5 million.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to go ahead and.
All right.
I'm going to have
You're
to punt
about
on
blessings.
America's game.
You got family blessings forever.
Yeah.
I mean, employment is just an option at this point.
All right.
It's just a no-brainer.
Lucius, you in for the $5 mil?
I mean, for the NFL?
Yeah, you don't get to watch it ever again.
I've already quit them before, so that'll be easy.
Okay, $5 million goes to Lucius.
Well, what's the lowest number we would take on this, though?
Ooh.
Like, you punt on the NFL forever for, would you do it for just a million?
I'd pay them.
I mean, quick math, around 3 or 4 million. We're right around the ballpark,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. Now
I think, Chief, we
got to go look for a new
all
career.
Right, wait, let's see. Let's see some of these other leagues. Gosh, we're going to get to the Raiders. I swear we will. Our defense, we'll get to them. Okay, NBA is $1 million. Would you punt on the NBA for $1 million?
Not enough.
Got to be tough. NBA playoffs are so fun.
Yeah, playoff season. Can you imagine just being so out of the loop? When you're hanging with your buddies during postseason time.
You got $1 million, you can go to the game.
Watch.
Yeah,
right. Watch
me. Sitting courtside.
Watch me.
Like I'm caked up and I can't go now.
You got to be blindfolded while you sit courtside.
$1 million? Are you kidding me? NBA?
It's closer to $5 mil.
You'd flick that away, wouldn't you?
I would. NHL is $500K. You never get to watch another NHL game for $500K.
We have a deal. I mean, I like hockey, but
Chief,
postseason hockey,
got a lot of sports to keep up with
for $500K,
no more.
See, you're gonna wake up like that. $500K is gonna be gone in some years. You know, it's not like that's sticking with you forever. I'm gonna live most of my life without the $500K and without hockey.
Pay off the house, though. You're living most of your life with a house paid off.
Yeah,
lake house.
It does sound pretty. It does sound pretty nice,
Lucius,
doesn't it?
For $500K.
No hockey.
I'm going to flip the game for $500K. I'm going to be your hockey guy. I'm going to be all the way hockey guy. You never see me selling. I'll never miss a game, bro. Ilgaska Gisk and all of those, all them names, I have all them names memorized.
No hockey.
Yeah, I'll miss a tooth, everything, fam.
Okay, here's one. Major League Baseball for $100K.
No.
No, no.
No, come on. That's going too far.
That's in the multi-millions. How is baseball lower than hockey? Got to localize this for North Texas.
I'm just saying, bro.
Never watching the Rangers again.
Yeah.
That might be more in the NFL. That's a lot of days in the summer where nothing's on TV.
Yeah, I'm not doing that for $100K.
Watch my man
Soundboy.
Don't let your team.
Soundboy.
Don't let your team get hot.
Right?
You got to hear about it all the time.
Yeah.
Your team finally got hot again.
Can you imagine in 2023 for $100,000 you didn't get to appreciate that?
I left the damn World Series game early. I might take the 100 grand.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's crazy. No, can't do that. I like the million-dollar offers.
So five, but by far the NBA. So NBA would, I mean, I'm sorry, NFL number one, NBA number two with you guys?
MLB. Ooh. Yeah, it's close.
Home of the Rangers, bro. You know, it's mandatory.
Okay.
I'm looking at a different career. You know, I got to change jobs. If you punt on the NFL or Major League Baseball.
Were you into the happiest board ops ever for Seattle Mariner baseball all those years?
That was miserable. Yeah. being a board op late into the night, hitting buttons, listening to a really bad team other than that one season.
Yeah. All right. Very good. I love it, though. That was good. I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good question.
That's a good question. All right, let's talk about your Las Vegas Raider defense. It's no surprise here that the player you're going to absolutely have to worry about is Max Crosby. And you're actually, this team, when you look at him, they play, which is something that Dallas hasn't seen very much this year. Carolina did this to him. They play base defense like 63% of the time. So you get the same players on the field the majority of your snaps.
So they're going four down linemen and three linebackers?
Yeah. And they're playing Jeremy Chinn, who's really kind of like a safety, as a nickel.
Okay.
So they're playing him, Darnay Holmes. There's opportunities. Now
throwing the football.
It's kind of like on the other side of it with Brock Bowers. Like how do you stop Brock Bowers? I know everybody's like, well, damn, Broadus, you don't worry about anybody else. You put three guys on him and da 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 da. You might have to think about the same thing with Max Crosby. Because this is also a team that doesn't, and it's not, They give up less than 4 yards a carry running the football.
Mm-hmm.
So when you try and run the ball and teams, it's not that they just run the ball and don't, you know, they just throw the ball and that's it. Teams have run the ball on average about 28 snaps a game against these guys. Mm. And they're carrying you under 4 yards a carry.
You're going to have to go earn this one on that side of the ball, aren't you?
That side of the ball, you're going to, and I think it's with Jonah Lalu. I think you're going to have to like find a way. He's number 96. He's a defensive tackle that to me, when you watch him in the run game, and actually Devin White, the linebacker's playing pretty well for them at inside, so they're making plays that way. Teams are kind of trying to run the ball away from Max Crosby because he could chase.
Mm-hmm.
What the Commanders did, I watched the Commanders game. Actually, Denver and the Commanders did this. They played college offense against them. They got in pistol with the running back behind the quarterback.
Yeah.
They did a lot of the RPO stuff. The Commanders, with Marcus Mariota at quarterback, was just gashing them, running the ball, playing RPO football. Now, I don't think Dak, but... it's something to keep in mind. Another thing this team, watching this team play, when you run the ball against them or you try to run the ball, you need to go on a quick count. Because teams that were, as I was watching the tape, they kind of get disorganized. They're not like they, even though they don't substitute, they're kind of standing around. Get up to the line, snap the ball, and go. And you catch them kind of standing around a little bit.
Okay, still talking and standing.
So quick stuff. If you're like, hey,
up tempo, let's go.
But don't sit there and draw things out and carry it all the way deep into the clock. Make sure that you're like if you have this, like, say you got two plays called. Get up there, get under center, snap the ball, and if you want to run it that way, because they don't get set quick. They kind of mill around a little bit.
OK.
Okay. So something to keep in mind on with this team.
Do they move Crosby around?
Yeah,
quite
he's going to play right. He's going to play left. He's mainly going to be on over Steele in this game, though.
Okay.
Mainly going to be over Steele in this game. Now, we always talk about what are the ways, how do you affect him? The way you could do it with spacing, put a guy over there, you know, put a tight end, put Span Ford over there, put Luke Schoemaker over there, make him have to play a man wider. Now, what you got to watch out for him, though, as well is he'll do that Tank Lawrence thing where all of a sudden it's third down and he'll kind of like get out of his stance and kind of like work his way inside and then shoot the gap. So you got to be ready for him guessing the snap sometimes. So here I'm talking about snap it early, but you got to be a little bit alert of him guessing the snap and knifing through and making the play.
No, like the third and short, slipping and stop the run
exactly,
kind of thing. Yeah,
exactly.
Tank was a beast at that.
Tank Lawrence was great at that kind of stuff. And so you've got to be very, very mindful of that if you're the Cowboys and the way he plays. Now, if you look at these guys also too, I think to me, like I said, Isaiah Pulamau, he's the safety, number 20. Need to take advantage of him. Chin, Stokes, Darnay Holmes. Mention those guys. Those are the cornerbacks, I think, and the safeties I think you can take advantage of. This team plays a ton of zone coverage. Only Carolina plays more zone coverage than these guys. You're going to get a lot of cover three with that single high look. One other thing to keep in mind, too, here, guys. This team runs a cover zero. And, I mean, that's no safety. So when you see cover zero, it's going to be a blitz. They're going to bring everybody. It's going to be one of those kinds of looks. There's only three other teams that run cover zero more than these guys, and you can see it on the tape. Minnesota, Kansas City, and Baltimore. So if Dak gets up there and sees no safety help in the middle of the field,
they're bringing it.
They're bringing it, and that's attack mode to try and get the ball out before and try and attack the middle of the field with those safeties arm.
Is that it, Brian?
One more thing if I could here. This team, the thing that hurt Dallas last week, and you could see it again on tape with the Raiders, Arizona got the Dak with quick pressure. Okay? Those things where Dak's been good all year when it like all of a sudden it flashes and he's there and then he has to move and he throws. Arizona kept him, the quick pressures got him. This team has the fewest quick pressures, or the fourth least quick pressures. So hopefully that won't be something that Dak has to deal with like he dealt with in that Arizona game, and Arizona kind of threw him off kilter a little
bit. And there's not a second guy that you got to worry about? Like you can send your extra protection Crosby's way?
I think it's all about Crosby there.
I love it.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Crusty's Corner brought to you by Greystone Roofing every afternoon, 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Some hoops next, Chief?
Yeah, let's go around the rim featuring a coach getting absolutely roasted, the rich getting richer, and why the Mavs need to blow it up. That's next year in the Nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.